Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 7 to 9. Knowing God and His attributes, the only reason to glory. We read in Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24 like this. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Jeremiah prophesies from the temple gates and challenges the people of Judah. After lamenting their foolishness of following vain idols, Jeremiah turns their attention to the true source of wisdom, the Lord Himself. True wisdom was to be found in the consistent following of three central qualities of spiritual life. 1. Loving kindness, which is the exercise of true covenant loyalty, showing God's faithfulness to His covenant with Israel. Number 2. Judgment, which is the consistent application of true justice for all. And number 3. Righteousness, which is a maintenance of what was right in the sight of the Lord in all of life. These three characteristic qualities of the Lord are revealed and exercised in His covenant with Israel as well. All subjects of man's boasting prove untrustworthy. Man glories in wisdom, power, and riches. The wise Solomon, one of the most wealthy and powerful men who ever lived, testifies that all these are vanities. And we read that in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 2 to 4. Judah's trust in these brought her destruction. The only way to escape is to seek to know and understand God. Salvation is for all who know God and trust His attributes, while judgment is for all who are unbelievers in heart. This is what Herbert Livingston remarked about our scripture portion, which is Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24. These verses are worthy to be memorized. Humans strive for wisdom, might, and riches, while God delights in loving kindness, justice, and righteousness. Blessed is the one who understands the Lord so as to delight in what He delights. The only true reality for us is to understand and know God intimately. All else is transitory, including human wisdom, might, and riches. We should find our real meaning and true worth in the fact that we know God and celebrate His attributes. True knowledge of God resulting from an intimate relationship with God will be demonstrated in our character as well. Knowing God and His attributes, this is the only reason for us to glory. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 to 31 like this. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.